Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I just saw a clip of Joe Biden. I'm assuming he was at some sort of celebratory event. He was asked a question by a reporter, and I couldn't make out the question, but what I could make out was that Joe Biden said, "We'll talk about that later. We're going to celebrate now." And that to me, translates to, "I want to talk about happy things, man."
Yeah, that was the Rosh Hashanah event.
Yeah, Jill looked nervous, too. Like, he was getting ready to wander. He always does this thing, and I can't describe it. I can act it out, but I can't describe it. It's like this thing where he'll turn around, he'll look at someone.
Like a slapstick routine.
Yeah, it's a very old man. And I think it gets Jill nervous because she knows that it's going to become like a GIF or a meme. So she's pushing him. You can see her pushing his back. And I just sent you, Jared, a clip of Nancy Pelosi, which you have to play for me in 1 minute here before we go to the calls, or after we go to the calls, because this is insane if she actually said this. I haven't listened. I've only seen the transcript, but.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts. Yeah. Is this old? Did I not see this?
No, this is from today.
Wow. Okay, before we go to Nancy Pelosi, though, and she's giving us her insightful takes on immigration. And you'll notice that.
This was after she called the hurricane Iran and then had to correct yourself to Ion.
Oh, so she's having
a
day.
And then to Ian. So, yeah.
Normal.
Nancy's the third in line for command of our military is
having
great.
A normal one. I mean, compared to Kamala and Joe, she's definitely in the green right now. But before we even get to that, and I just want to point out, have you been noticing that the Democrats don't like to distinguish now between illegal immigration and migration? They'll just say migration as a whole. And so it's very hard to argue with people when they're not being honest to begin with, you know, because then they can kind of bend and swerve and give you the swerve, and it doesn't really matter what they're saying because they're never defining anything as what it truly is. The problem is not legal immigration. The problem is illegal immigration, and the Democrats know that. But before we go to any of that, we have a caller on the line here. Dana, you're up next. And Dana, are you in Florida?
Yes, I am.
All right, give us an update, Dana. What's going on?
Thanks, Grace, for taking my call. You know, I heard a lot about the liberals crying about, yelling about, yeah, we're glad DeSantis and the state of Florida is getting pounded with this. Good for them. They deserve it. On the other hand, they didn't stop to think that there's plenty of Democrats down there, too. And what about the pro-life abortionists that don't care one way or another how many babies they abort or kill as many times as they want, but yet all of a sudden they find themselves in a situation in Florida where their life needs to be saved. So how precious is it to them? How precious is life? You know, will they ponder that afterwards and say, gee, maybe I should look again about abortion?
Well, your first point, Dana, and that's the one I'd focus on, about the Democrats or the blue checks or whoever they are who are saying things like, oh, this is what people in Florida had coming. I mean, that's the level of ghoulishness and just disgusting behavior that I truly don't like to even really give any weight to, because it's so appalling that that would be anyone's thought in any sort of tragedy, that your thought would be, well, I wonder what their political affiliation is.
Or tweeting out a picture of Mar-a-Lago saying, Ian, you had one job as Occupied Democrats did.
It's just gross. It is just gross. And I really like to think, for my own sanity, and maybe I'm wrong on this, maybe I'm being completely naive, but I really like to think that that is a very small percent of the population that thinks like that. Even Democrats. And I'll say that sometimes on this show, I'll say, oh, well, Democrats this, Democrats that. And if you're out there and you're kind of in the center Democrat. You're not completely insane. I'm not talking about you, just so you know. I have friends. I know there are people who are liberal who are not unhinged like that, or who do not tweet out nasty things online about people in a hurricane. I like to think that the group of people that are doing that is so small and mostly made up of robots and not indicative of all of the wonderfulness of our society. And that's my silver lining spin on that for today. Everyone in Florida, everyone in South Carolina and in Georgia, please stay safe. We're looking at the footage right now. Ian has turned into a storm. Hurricane Ian, I think yesterday it was a tropical storm in Florida, but it's picking up in a huge way in South Carolina.
Yeah, it's now a Category 1 hurricane again.
Yeah, so just stay safe, and we're wishing you guys, you know, all the best, because it's a scary thing. There's no doubt about it. 844-500-4242. Al, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Callers are all different topics today. Go ahead, Al.
Hi, Grace. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm calling because you asked what races we're watching. I'm watching the Hassan-Bolduc race.
Yeah. Tell me about what you're thinking.
Well, I'm just laughing at Hassan because she keeps sending flyers in the mail that say we're going to go broke if Bolduc gets elected. I guess she hasn't been seeing the inflation, the price of gas, my 401k dropping.
Right.
I'm going broke already under this administration.
Yeah, are we going to get more broke than we are right now? Yeah, so Hassan has, I think, like an 8.5 point lead over Bolduc, who's her GOP rival. What's the vibe you're getting in New Hampshire, Al? Do you think Bolduc has a chance?
You know, I wish he wasn't the nominee, because I think he's lost twice already. Running for Senate. He ran the last time against Shanine, and he lost. I was hoping that Morse or Kevin Smith would have been the nominee, but other than that, you know, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean, because you got what you got, so you got to hope that it works out. And what about other races in New Hampshire? What else are you looking at? You looking at Caroline Leavitt?
That's not my district. I am watching it, but I'm in Custer's district, and the guy Burns is running against her, and his emails indicate that he's starting to catch her. So I'm hoping that he wins also.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Al. Thank you for the insight from New Hampshire. We're getting calls from all over the place today. Love it. Let's play this cut from Nancy Pelosi. We haven't talked about the illegal aliens who are sent to, you name it, Martha's Vineyard, Chicago, New York City, D.C., everywhere. And they were sent by Governor Greg Abbott, Ducey in Arizona. You had Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida. And so it really did force the Democrats to have a conversation about illegal immigration. And this next quote is
from... They're saying all the wrong things in this discussion.
Yeah, you almost get the sense that there's no prep work that goes into it. You know, they just are all spitballing. And think about all the people they have whose job it is to prep them. You know, Jared, if we had like four people here every day that their only job was to prep us for the show, their only job is to know what to answer when they go out there in front of the microphone, and they step in it. I mean, I'm sure Pelosi was set up. This has all of the earmarks of a hairdresser sting operation. But let's take a listen to Nancy Pelosi. This is cut 8.
Yesterday, Kevin McCarthy told us he essentially feels that you are holding House Democrats hostage from speaking out about the border crisis because of the way you whip on the House floor. How would you respond to that? And do you believe the border is secure?
Well, I believe that we have to have a secure border. And I think that we are trying to address... the president has a plan to address that.
Oh, really? So is he
not
just
an answer?
Is he waiting for what year in his term is he waiting for to roll out the big plan? And is it a pronged plan? I'm a big fan of a 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 pronged plan. What is he waiting for, Nance? What is this like? He's holding on to it. He just wants us all to be really surprised. He's been president for quite some time now. I think if there was ever a time to roll out the plan, it would be now. I don't even care if it's plan A. Roll out plan B. Roll out plan C. We need something. And the cut I really want to get to, Jared, I saw on Twitter. Can we play this and then we'll take it in?
We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Again, this isn't the first time I've heard this kind of theory. You heard the sheriff in Bexar County saying this, like, oh, well, there's long lines for restaurants, so people should just hire some of these illegal aliens. Do people understand that encouraging that, if there were people who were hiring illegal aliens and presumably paying them, I don't know, under the table or paying them low wages, that is illegal. And so I need to know that they know that, because
laws don't matter to these people. They just voted down a bill that would have prevented insider trading, basically.
And it's really insulting too, isn't
yes,
it?
The
like you can
bigotry s- of
the soft bigotry yes. of low expectations. It really does show you like the condescension. It kind of brings me back to John Daniel Davidson and the piece he wrote where he said, stop pretending that illegal aliens are like these helpless people who have no idea what they're doing when they get here. They made a massive, dangerous trek. They're actually very savvy. They actually know what they're doing. And painting them as these people who are just shrugging their shoulders and have no idea where they are or no idea where they're getting flown to or bused to is just it's a false narrative. And in this sense, I get the same idea from Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Other countries have doctors and computer people and people who start businesses, people who've worked in industries. You know, it's not just maids and cooks all over the place in the rest of the world.
Right. And yeah, she kind of had her Kelly Osbourne moment. Remember Kelly Osbourne said that on The View? That was Nancy Pelosi's Kelly Osbourne moment. 844-500-4242. If she had phrased it together in a way that made more sense, that was more coherent, I think I'd be able to slam her a little bit harder. But she almost pulled a Joe Biden where she was so confusing in the way she phrased it, I almost got to let it slide. I can't really argue with it. You can't beat crazy. I have no idea what she's even trying to say. If you've looked at your retirement account lately, it's probably like a horror movie. You know, Halloween come early. You open that up, you look at the number, not good. But there is a way to make things a little bit better. It's not a complete fix, but what it is, it's a hedge to protect your retirement so you don't lose any more money. And what you need when you find yourself in this situation is you need help. You need a guide. And in this case, you're getting two guides. And here's the best part. You're getting them for free. The first one is the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. The second one is 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. My friends at Monetary Gold, they just want to help. That's why they want to send you these two free guides. And if you want to get your hands on one of these guides, or both of them for free, call 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. You really have nothing to lose. And right now, I know inflation's super high. It hasn't been this high in decades. But in the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%. And today, you can help diversify your risk and protect your retirement by buying physical gold or silver and rolling over your IRA or 401k retirement account. So call Monetary Gold now to get your two free guides. All you have to do is call 800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace or call 800-267-6500. We will be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
That's a relief fund. Some of it needed right away for Iran, Ian, but it's more will be needed.
That was Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. It's weird that Democrats are coming out with ads saying that they need new leaders. I don't know why. They seem as sharp as ever. Sharp as ever. Adam, you are next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thanks, Grace. One thing we can solve all these problems with very simply, term limits. We wouldn't have Nancy Pelosi to deal with. We wouldn't have Biden to deal with or any of these, or even Mitch McConnell. All these people have been in forever and just lined their pockets and lined their pockets and lined their pockets, and there's no recourse. I mean, they should not be there. I mean, Pelosi should definitely not be there, and Biden should have left years ago. I think we have two term limits, and I think that's it. And keep the company and the country fresh. I think that's a very important element. So, Grace, thank you for your time. Have a blessed weekend.
Wait, Adam, don't hang up. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because I think about this all the time with people like Nancy Pelosi, even Dr. Fauci, Mitch McConnell. They have so much money, you know, and most of them are married. Most of them have, you know, kids and grandkids. Don't they ever want to just enjoy their lives? Like, do they want to be clobbering around in the Capitol till they're 97 years old, just talking to CNN and doing live shots with CNN and, you know, being in these impeachment trial circuses? Like, I'm just confused why they don't want to enjoy their lives.
Grace, the real bottom line is they're very sad people. I mean, they get in there, they enjoy the power, they can't let go, then it just grabs them. I was having dinner last night to someone with someone whose name I will not mention, but he was working for a big, big corporation in the U.S., and basically it's pay to play. I mean, they go to see these congressmen and basically ante up the money, and that money just gets lost. It goes, I mean, how much is Pelosi worth, $150 million on a $174,000 salary? I sure as heck like to know the formula. The formula is basically you scam the public. It's unbelievable. But term limits really helps eliminate that loophole, if you want to call it. But it doesn't cure it totally. But we wouldn't be going through this garbage today with Biden and Pelosi and some of these other people being there forever. It's just not the way it's done. It's just you don't get in there for life. America needs new, fresh blood and new leaders. And I think that's the biggest challenge to the country right now. I mean, really is. And that plus the open border. We're the only country in the world that has open borders.
Imagine. Yeah, we're going to all these other countries. We're going to all these other countries, sending Kamala Harris to every other country to, you know, protect their borders, talk about their borders, but we don't care about ours. Yeah, I think what Adam said really rings true. And also, it probably should make you feel better, because if you ever are one of those people who watches Fox News and your blood pressure goes up and you stare at the TV and you get so angry, I understand. I would advise maybe shutting it off every once in a while, going outside, enjoying life, and just remembering that while these people, yes, are grifters, while they're, you know, making money in shady ways, to put it mildly, while they're all con artists and they're jerks and they make fun of us and they, you know, politicize the FBI and the DOJ and all these bad things, while that is all true, what Adam just said should give you a little bit of solace, because they're not happy people, you know? And so you shouldn't be envious of them, or you shouldn't be even angry at them, because their punishment is that they have to go home and be themselves. That's their punishment. Be miserable. And you don't have to do that. You know, you can always shut things off and say, hey, I'm going out. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to be with my family. And Nancy Pelosi will still be, you know, going on Morning Joe talking about Hurricane Ion and how we need to stop sending illegal aliens up north. So I think that's a glass half full. It's Friday, Jared. You know how I get on Fridays. I'm just spreading the love. I'm spreading the joy. When we come back, I see a lot of people on the lines now. I think Adam got people going here. We will take your calls. The number is 844-500-4242. We have a little bit of entertainment news about The Late Show with Trevor Noah and a lot more to get to when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's Friday, and this is The Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I'm looking at these phone lines right now, and it seems like you guys just want to talk. And I am all for that. It's 2:30. I've gone through most of my stories, and I would love to hear from you. All right, let's start with Derek. He's been on the line for a while. Lead us off, Derek. What's going on?
Hi, Grace. Yeah, this is Derek. I called last week about the vice presidential candidate under a Republican ticket. I mentioned Rick Scott. I actually meant to say Tim Scott from South Carolina. I think he's a rising star in the Republican Party. He's articulate, intelligent. I think he's got, you know, conservative ideas. I just want to get your thoughts on having Tim Scott as a VP choice for either Trump or DeSantis. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Derek, for the call. I'll be real, and I don't want to downplay the question at all, but I don't know. I'm not as concerned with the vice president yet. I'm really not. I think it's really going to depend on who we think can be president, because to see the dynamics of two people, some people aren't going to work together well. I think Tim Scott would work really well with certain presidents and he wouldn't work well with others. Just in the same way, I think that Carrie Lake could be a good vice president for some people and maybe not with others. But Tim Scott, who knows? He might want to run for president himself. He's a very accomplished guy. And I know that some people think he's a little bit of a rhino. I'm a fan of his. I do like him. I don't know, though. It's a hypothetical. So you know how I do with those. Let's go to Lisa. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Grace. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling because I was listening to the caller you had before the break, Adam, talking about term limits. And, of course, that's always something that gets brought up. But people have to understand how that would work. You're asking the people who are making $180,000 a year but are worth tens of millions of dollars to vote themselves out of a job. Congress has to vote and say, yes, we will do term limits. The likelihood of that happening is about the same as a snowball's chance in hell. So the only other alternative is we have to get enough states together to have a constitutional amendment. We need 34 states. I think there's 4 right now state legislatures that are willing to do that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think that we're going to be able to count on anyone who's in Congress to want to put in term limits. It is amazing, though, Lisa, when you look at the age of some of these politicians, because you'll have someone like Ron DeSantis or like Carrie Lake or Kristi Noem, and you look at them, and in comparison to what we've grown accustomed to in D.C., they're so young. Like, they're at the beginning of their political careers. Because when you're seeing Bernie Sanders on CBS this morning talking about how he might run again, he's 81. And Donald Trump's not very young either. And then you've got Joe Biden in there. It's amazing just how old these people are. And, you know, Republicans have their old people, too. Chuck Grassley's old. But I don't think Chuck Grassley steps in it as often as Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden do. 844-500-4242. I'm for term limits, I think. Maybe I'd have to think about it a little harder.
I like term limits. I also want campaign limits. So, like Beto, you know, you lose as senator. If you lose the governor's race, you're done. Gone. See ya. Like,
That's never going to happen.
And you're out.
Running for office is a job, especially if you're someone like Beto. I think he's married to a very wealthy woman. He could do this his whole life. And the scary thing, Jared, that's the good option in this scenario. That's the happy ending. The scary one is that he's like Joe Biden, and maybe he keeps running. And when he hits 80, he wins something. He becomes maybe in 2052. I don't even know what year it would be, but Beto will be president. It's like, those are the scarier options. Him running these campaigns and going around from home to home at 7 a.m. in his button-up shirt and saying, I'm going for a jog. Who's with me, Texas? That's the happy ending of all of this. The scary thing is he wins at some point.
Yeah, that's why I just want to be rid of them. Like, if Stacey Abrams loses again, see ya. Just no public life. Just go away.
No. It's these Democrats, it's all they want. They just want to run.
It's the Charlie Crist grift. Just make money off running for office.
Yeah, and just run for office for the rest of your life. And, you know, I wouldn't want to do it. Wouldn't be my cup of tea. Dan, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Grace. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I'm in agreement with you on the two-term limit or three max, whatever it is. But I've been involved in helping a lot of different candidates since 2018, and I've gotten to understand, you know, good candidates. Going into this year, I helped a lot in New Hampshire in the past and threw my hat in the ring for Massachusetts as well. So I've gotten to meet a lot of the candidates, and I really believe we have in New Hampshire three fantastic candidates, and the ones I've been helping in Massachusetts as well. There's a lot of optimism out there. And a lot of them that I've talked to are in agreement with the term limit thing. You know, I get out there, I go to the event, talk with them, meet with them. So, we got Don Bolduc, we got Caroline Leavitt, and Bob Burns. Three fantastic people. And actually, the three people that needed to win in the primary was those three.
Yeah.
No, I
think a lot of people are feeling hopeful in a lot of these different races, and for good reason. Just look at Caroline Leavitt. She was going up against Matt Maurer. He had the GOP behind him. He had Kevin McCarthy behind him. And she managed it because she went out there and she outworked him. She was everywhere. She met with every person. She would come to our events and she knew every single person there. And she'd already met them two or three times. I mean, if you put in the effort, as much as it is about money and name recognition, there is something to be said for showing up and hammering the issues that you care about. And if you genuinely care about it, it's not as hard as if you're putting on an act. And I think when you talk to Caroline, I've been lucky enough to interview her. She really does care about all of those things. She cares about like the indoctrination of kids in universities. She cares about the southern border. She cares about inflation because she is from a family that has a family business. She sees what it does to people in her state. And that's the kind of energy you need. And I think that the Republican Party is getting a lot better at understanding that a candidate doesn't have to fit a certain mold. Caroline Leavitt is Gen Z. You know, she wouldn't be the first person you'd think of for the typical GOP candidate, but she has the enthusiasm and she's willing to work. And that makes her very different from other people who think they're just going to coast by and sail into this position. So, yeah, Dan, I agree with you on that. 844-500-4242. I just wanted to read really quickly, and we're going to go to the rest of the calls. Haiti's severe political crisis and raging gang violence are forcing an exodus of Haitians. And what's the response from the Dominican Republic? Care to guess, Jared? I'm reading now from the Boston Globe.
We are compassionate, so surge us?
No.
No?
They're building a border wall.
That's not going to work. Mm-mm. I've been told.
I don't think Time Magazine and CNN and Joe Scarborough are going to be happy about this. I don't think the Jen Psaki and the Biden White House and everybody on Twitter is going to be happy about this. I hope that Haiti knows that this is not very woke. But and of course I'm being facetious. They're dealing with a crisis. They're dealing with gang violence. They want to protect. They want to build a wall. I'm sorry, the Dominican Republic wants to build a wall. And of course that makes sense. But the Dominican Republic should know that building a wall does not play well with today's
racism, racism.
So just wanted to put that out there. The Dominican Republic is deciding to build a wall because Haiti is dealing with raging gang violence and is forcing an exodus of Haitians. 844-500-4242. Let's go to Bob. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, if there's any Republican strategists listening out there, the Republicans don't have a clear-cut message. If you look back at Ronald Reagan, you know, Donald Trump stole that in a good way, make America great again, which I thought was a great slogan. But I think it should be just say no to Democrats. And just say no to Democrats, you know, no to open borders, no to crime. And you can make a list off of that. It has to be something very easy. The Republicans are terrible at getting messages out, I believe, you know, that are all over the place. And it needs to be succinct. So I guess, you know, if there's a, like I said, if there's a Republican strategist out there, just say no to Democrats. I mean, no to their politicians, no to their dumb conversations. I mean, you know, I think that's a universal message. I just want to know what you thought.
Yeah, I like that. And the other part that I think it plays a little role in this is that there's so much that the Biden administration is doing wrong that it can almost feel probably a little overwhelming for the GOP to really hammer home just how bad things are. But I think Bob brings up a good point, which is you do have to make it into a simple message. You know, I always thought one of Trump's best messages was, what do you have to lose? You know, like you've been dealing with the swamp for all this time. Why not take a chance on someone new? And in this case, it's a little different, but what Bob is saying is right. It's like, just say no to Democrats because it can't get worse than what we're dealing with right now. You know, anything besides this plan, this five-pronged plan of Joe Biden's, the Inflation Reduction Act, the American Rescue Plan, all of this stuff is the wonderful work of Joe. And so if we switch it up, maybe, you know what it is? I've said this already on the show. It's George Costanza. If everything I do is wrong, then the opposite must be right. If everything Joe Biden touches turns to bleep, then if we vote someone for another party, maybe things will turn around. Why not try that? Instead, what Democrats want you to do is, no, we got to go further in here. We got to keep digging this hole. If we keep digging the hole, it will get better. Or as Nancy Pelosi once told us, if you dig a hole at the beach, Jared, can dig a hole all the way to China. They want us to keep digging and just never steer away from this disaster. And I don't think people will do that. I think people need a break from it. Chuck, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Grace. Hey, first things first, I'd like to speak to John Lennon. Sorry. I know he's dead. I had him on top of mind, just to get that out of the way.
Very good. Very good. He's referencing Joe Biden was trying to bring up Representative Jackie Walorski, and when he called her out, and then his press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked, why was he asking for this woman who so tragically died a month ago? Her response was, Jackie was top of mind for Joe Biden. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, great. I mean, I know we're talking about having term limits, which would be great, and also having maybe like a term limit on when you can campaign a certain amount of time. How about definitely getting a cap on campaigning? That way it's even across the board, and then it's up to the person to do their campaigning and get their word out on their own. So it's an even slate, and, you know, may the best man win. And there's, you know, no controversy with how much money that they can get from all their donors.
Yeah, Chuck, I know what you're saying, and I'm going to be completely honest. I have not thought enough about that issue to really give you my informed opinion at all. But what I will say is I think it's a lot more complicated than that. I think you'd meet a blowback from both sides of the aisle if you said everybody has to have the same amount of campaigning money and just has to, you know, win the race that way. I don't even know what the arguments would be, but I can hear them.
Not everybody has the same amount of step nephews that need to get a job, so.
Right, right. And, I mean, that is kind of what makes it, that's what politics runs on, is like all this campaigning and these war chests and this money and these PACs. So you'd really, I think you have a better shot at term limits, which I also think is a shot in the dark, but I think you have a better shot at that than making sure everyone has the same amount of campaigning funds. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Grace Curley Show store. For this week only, we're offering BOGO on our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. Right now, you can buy one t-shirt and get one free. It's two gifts for the price of one. Offer is good while supplies last. Order at gracecurlyshow.com and click on store. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who had the weakest excuse for Biden's Walorski comments? KJP, USA Today, or Whoopi Goldberg?
USA Today.
USA Today at 8%.
Oh, you guys disappointed me today.
KJP in the lead at 64% and 27% for Whoopi.
Speaking of disappointing, did you hear this latest cable news programming update?
I believe I did.
Trevor Noah is leaving The Daily Show. Is that what it's called? I said late night show earlier. Oops.
Yeah, it's The Daily Show. It's the former Jon Stewart.
I didn't watch it when it was Jon Stewart either, but I know people really liked it. I get it that he was talented. And then Trevor Noah came in and the ratings kind of plummeted. But depending on where you get your news from, you'll see a different headline. I liked the Daily Mail's headline. Trevor Noah quits The Daily Show after wokery saw viewing figures slump to around 363,000 a show 7 years after taking over from Jon Stewart, who routinely pulled in an audience of 1.5 million. Ouch. Proud to write for the Daily Mail with those kind of stinging headlines.
And more sad cable news. The last remaining CNN Plus employees were laid off this week, officially ending whatever remained of the service, according to Newsbusters.
Yeah, I guess there was a separate entity of CNN Plus. It was called the Interview Club, and you could get access to your favorite anchors. And
oh my God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, I know. It sounds really, really bad.
Can't believe it didn't take off.
And yeah, and there's been even more layoffs at CNN as of late. 844-500-4242. Joining us next on the show is Howard Lawrence Carr. Don't go anywhere. We still got a little bit left of this Friday show. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. I'm so happy it's Friday. I think we're all going to have a spectacular, spectacular weekend. And I thank you all so much for joining me this week and for joining me today. I know Howie has a really great show planned. I know we'll be doing Police Blotter Facts Friday on his program, which will be really fun. And we also are going to have just tons of news to get to later today.
Dr. Matt as well today.
Oh, Dr. Matt. You love to see it. And by the way, this is just a story I didn't really get to spend too much time on, but the CDC quietly put an end to universal masking guidelines inside medical care facilities. But now I only have like 15 seconds with Howie Carr. He's showing up. He's going to sit down right now. And the main question I have for you, Howie, is have you seen the shark that's in the water on the street in Florida?
No, I haven't.
It's in the Boston Herald.
Wow. I'll have to check that out. I hope it's not on the street I live where I live.
I was just going to say, we'll have to figure it out. All right, everyone. Howie Carr is coming up next. He's got a great show planned. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. We'll be back Monday.